All right, man. All right, let's go, man. It's 9 o'clock. It's 8:30. Jesus fucking Christ.
You know, a lot of people have,
you know, look, I am a man, it's clean Jesus. But, you know, the thing that bothers me more than anything else is there's been an extensive interview, and you're trying to talk to me.
This is Chef Carl Cedilia, and I've been asked by Mr. Henry to come in and to conduct the show,
the Chef Carl Cedilia Show.
Well, this is Chef Carl Cedilia, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. Yes, the Chef Carl Cedilia Show is on the air. Hello, everyone. This is Chef Carl Cedilia, and tonight we're going to be eating some creams and cheeses. And hope you'll enjoy it. I love brie cheese. I love a lot of the spreadables, you know. And now the
oh God Almighty, man, he's killing me, you know.
And good evening. This is Chef Carl Cedilia. And I apologize for calling you this, but it was very bad. I got angry.
I'm sorry that I called you to queue, you know.
Well, you have no... I have a reason to call you Spick. You have no reason to...
What are you talking about now, man?
I have a reason to call... Are you not Hispanic?
Are you not queer?
No, I am not. Okay?
No, I'm not. All right, you're not. But to call me a Spick...
Both of you assholes, I'm not even going to... You know, Chef, that was really something.
I'm sorry I did it. God damn it, if I had taken it back for food. But I didn't mean to. It was the mayhem of the moment. I grew up in a very ethnically diverse neighborhood and all this stuff, so I don't know what you want to say.
Who's this lady on these commercials on the United Explorer card, whatever that is? Testing 1-2.
Yeah, testing 1-2 is right. You know, I tell you something, man.
This is the sound.
This is Chef Carl Cedilia.
All right, are we ready, man? Because we don't have time for, a lot of time for this goddamn pre-show today. I've started the pre-show. I've started this fucking show 900. We have a Bernie Sanders as you'd like to hear them today. Oh, let's see. Got to remind the guys to turn... What the fuck is this? All right, man. Well, you wouldn't know it to look at me. I'm such a fantastically popular guy. Everybody just loves Phil because he's so funny. I read something about myself. I don't think I've ever quoted a review of myself. I don't think I ever have. And I'm not even sure this was a review. I think this is a mention. And it was a number of years ago. They called me the beloved Phil Hendry. The beloved. And they were talking about my humor. The humor that I present on the show was so... It made people... I don't know what they meant by it. It's just that, you know... It was like somebody said to me one time, you know... Or more than one time, it's actually been said to me that I was in the pits of depression when I heard your show. And it made me feel better. And I thought, that's the one compliment that I've gotten that I don't know what to do with that. Because I thought it was because I was being super humble and I wasn't able to, you know, absorb such high praise, which I consider that to be very high praise. But it was more about the fact that I'm having so much fucking fun and entertaining myself. I never stopped to think about how it affects the audience. In other words, yeah, I want the audience to think it's funny, but that is of secondary value to me, for me. It doesn't help me do the show better. It doesn't bring me any creative spark knowing that people like what I do. I'll give you an example of what I mean. It doesn't give me any creative spark knowing that people like what I do any more than knowing that people hated it would cause me any... I would, at that point, if people hated what I do, I wouldn't have even gotten into this kind of work. I probably would have looked for some other career, even though if I love what I do so much and people hate it, there's definitely a disconnect happening there. It would be, that would be like a guy that I've run into a lot of these guys. You know, I could do that. The guy may be a, he may be a rod buster. He may be a doctor. He may be something, a lawyer. He may be a pharmacist. He may be a truck driver. And says, you know, I could really do your shit. Okay. And then they try, because I've seen this happen, and they suck. But they think it's funny. Now, I've seen this over and over. You know, man, it's not good, huh? No, no, it's really not. You know, I don't know. I thought it was funny, but hey, whatever the fuck, you know. I mean, maybe he and three of his friends think it's funny. Okay. Then he realizes he goes back to whatever the job is or the profession that he chose. I don't know. Maybe he's bored. Maybe he's never really figured out what he wants to do with his life. But he says he sees what I do. He figures it's easy. So he does it and he stinks. And, you know, and it comes as a shock to him that he's not as funny as he thought he was. So if that were me, I would realize that's not the profession I should choose, even though I'm having a real good time being funny to myself and maybe to a handful of my friends. I don't know how else to. But because people are willing to pay me, because I had a level of success, I'm able to do it for a living, but I'm not necessarily thinking about the audience. I went through, oh my God, I went through more bullshit with programmers left and right down through the years telling me what the audience wants, what the audience wants, what the audience wants, what the audience wants. And it was the most pointless fucking conversation you ever heard in your fucking life, because there's no way in hell, not really, to find out, well, that's what the audience wants. There's no way for me to say, well, the audience wants that. Well, then I'll be that. I can't do that. I know there's some guys who will say, you know, the show's too liberal. I think I'll become more conservative. Really? I've heard guys say that. I better become more conservative, you know? Which is sort of, I had this conversation with someone once and they said, well, they don't really believe what they say, right? I said, well, yeah, they believe it. Well, but in a lot of ways, some guys don't. Some people say, oh, well, I'm too liberal, I'll be more conservative. Who are those people? I have no idea. Well, actually, in one instance I do, and I'm not about to say. But it's beyond my capability of understanding it. I wouldn't be able to fucking go in there every day. Tonight we're going to do Chef Carl Cedilli, I guess. I don't know. We'll see what we can do here. We have our documentary music that I made up of their documentary. Okay, so let's see.